Hi, this is Karen Davidson at karendavidson.net, and we are going to today go through about 20 minutes of a miracle blockbuster. And what this is it's a way to get rid of the limiting beliefs that you have had and whatever's holding you back from success. So before this, if you had followed the directions, it works better if you identify what block you're going to be working on. And often there's are many blocks along the same line. So please refer to the instructions to be able to do that so we can jump right into this. So you've identified your phrase. And whatever that phrase is, rich people are greedy, I can never find the right spouse or partner, or I am afraid that people will see me, or whatever your thing is, that is your phrase. Now, because this is a group, I'm going to call it your phrase. And every time you hear me saying your phrase, you will replace it in your mind with your phrase. So at first, I want to start just by relaxing everybody and just breathe in through your nose and out through your mouth and feel all of the muscles in your body relaxing. In through your nose. Make sure that you have at least 20 to 30 minutes all by yourself where you won't be interrupted. Out through your mouth. And one more time. In through your nose and out through your mouth. And just say out loud, I am of Source. I accept this healing for my highest and best good. I'm grateful. Thank you. Together divine. Breathe in through your nose and out through your mouth. And now I want you to go to some kind of beach or location, wherever you want. It can be a field. It can be a meadow. It can be a stadium of people. And if you're on a beach, make sure that the water is either to your left or to your right. Because what you need to do is look down the beach and make it very, very long. So if it's a beach you know, make sure it's very stretched out so that it might go all the way around the world and all the way back up behind you. And if you turn around, there's the beach again. Because we're going to bring all of the yous, all of the times that you had this phrase, all the times that you had this happen to you, that you felt like this, and all the repercussions of all the times that this happened. And then every time you thought about it afterwards. So the key is as I'm talking, allow those parts of yourself, those little people, those younger selves, those anybody, and younger could be yesterday. And let those younger selves come onto the beach. Now at this time, or stadium, or field. At this time, you are not to think about events. You are not to think about each and every time. Your job is to stand on some dunes or on some rocks on the side with the water to your left and right. And your job is sort of like a babysitter or a teacher or a helper or a guide. So that I always think of a kindergarten, where your only job is not to figure out what's going on, just make sure they don't hurt each other, right? So make sure that your job is not to get involved right now. And sometimes this is difficult. And as I speak, all these younger selves should be coming onto the beach or wherever we are. I'm going to say the beach, but remember that it can be wherever it is that's safe for you. I have something that has a clover field. So wherever it is you want. And all the ages. Now, you don't have to see each and every one. You don't have to see their faces or their clothes. And you might remember some things. You might remember some events. As they're coming on, it'll remind you, oh, that time when I was 4, and there's my 4-year-old. Oh, that time when I was 12, there's my 12-year-old. And that's okay. Just don't get involved. Just welcome to the beach. It's like it's a slideshow. You remember that event, and then you pass it on. Oh, good, they're there. Oh, the time I was 4, there it is. And I'm glad she's here or he's here. And you don't allow anybody onto the beach or into the stands that isn't you. So the perpetrators do not come. It's just you. Just all the versions of you. And don't get overwhelmed if there's so many thousands and thousands and you think, well, am I that damaged? No, you're not that damaged. But how many times that when this phrase happened and this that you felt like this and that people did this to you, how many times did that happen? And then how many times did you think of it later? 10 minutes later, and 30 minutes later, and an hour later, and then the next day, and then the next week. I want all of those versions of you, because we're going to finally, finally let it all go for them. And your job is to help them let it all go. So just make sure that everybody's welcome. We don't leave anybody behind. And as I'm talking, please remember that your job is to just allow all of the past you, all of the younger yous, even if it's yesterday, to come on this beach. Many times it's chronological. You might see little babies floating on blankets in. You might see embryos floating in embryonic sacs. We don't really bring mommies onto the beach so that the babies are safe all by themselves floating in. And little ones in the bassinets or something like that. And then as they go back, they gain in chronological age or not. Whatever you see is fine. And again, don't be upset if there's many, 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 many. Because if you're going to do this correctly, if you really want this to work, we do not want to leave anybody behind. You can also have another planet. So you have a whole nother planet of you. If there's too many and it goes all the way around the world and you need another planet, then you can do that. We can also do generational. If this is somebody else's fault, we give them a planet. If you learned it from somebody, but they are not connected to the planets that you have. And if you'd like to bring them on, that's fine. But I wouldn't do that unless you're ready. Because we're working on you. We're going to help you. It's your turn. I just keep allowing them all coming on and welcoming them. And sometimes they're going to want to hide because they're not really sure they want to be seen. And that's fine too. They just have to play this game. They just have to go through the four steps with us, and they'll be able to do that. They can hide. And if you can't see them, that's fine. If they have like a fog over them, or their shadows underneath the shadow, or underneath some mist because they don't want to be seen, that's fine too. Just allow them, as I speak, to all come to the beach, and you should concentrate on just allowing all of them. And you don't have to see, and if you're not visual, that's fine. You will sense them. Allow them just all to come onto the beach. And if there's another planet, you can do that. And there's other advanced things that my training can teach you if you want to use this more often and if you want to get more advanced in it. But for right now, let's just help you. And just let them all come on and try not to get involved. And if you do get overwhelmed, just breathe and remember that you are the one that's going to help them. Now, if you have to pause this audio while the rest of them come on, go ahead and pause it. If not, if you're okay and they're all on the beach, that's great. But we don't want to leave anybody behind. So if you need to pause this, then now would be a good time. And so now what I'd like you to do is to welcome there. And if you can say this out loud, this would be good. It will help the process. And I want you to say, repeat after me, thank you for coming. I appreciate all of you allowing me to help you. I am so sorry you had to go through this. I know so much how you feel because I am you. And now at this point, I want you to also tell them whatever you can tell them about how you believe. Like, this is what we chose if you believe in that. Or this is how we learn if you believe that. Or if people can be, people will have their own stuff they have to deal with. And so that's why this is happening. And whatever you can do to encourage them and make them feel more comfortable, because especially the children don't know why this is happening to them. And as we grow older, and we've been living through this our whole lives, we know that people are doing the best they can, even though they could do better. And so it's not their fault. So you can tell all your younger selves it's not their fault. And even if it is their fault, it's okay. Because you understand that they were doing the best they can. So I'm going to be silent a moment. And what I want you to do is take that time and explain to them the positive about you're there to help. And explain why they had to go through what they did. And not that it's a negative, because it is, but that people are doing the best they can, and they haven't learned yet either. But it's not up to them to take the burden. It's not up to them to have to carry this. It's not their fault. It's the other person's fault. So they can, it's now time to release all that pain and all that emotion and all that, all those problems and all that blame, because they're carrying the blame. They're carrying it for the person. If I let this go, you'll get away with it. And if it's something light, like rich people are greedy, that's fine too. You know, you've thought this because your mother taught you this. Whatever it is, it's okay. And I'm going to be silent a minute while you do that. And now I would like you to let them know, out loud please, that they're going to go through 4 steps. And the first step, and if you can, the more you can speak this out loud, the better it is. And say, every emotion and negative learning resides somewhere in your body. And again, if you can repeat this out loud, it will be helpful. You might feel not good enough in their lower back. You might feel like you're never right in your neck. You might feel the pressure of the world in your chest. You might feel a headache of how hard it is. You might feel the pain of not being able to speak in your throat. You might feel nauseous because of everything you've gone through. You might have some physical pain because of how bad things are. Wherever it is, please identify it. That's the first step. And what you should be seeing now is everyone should be locating it. Sometimes they use their hands, if you're visual, and they're looking for it in their bodies. And so also say, you might feel many emotions in many different parts of your body, and that's okay. Locate each and every one of them. And now let's say, I'd like you to turn this into black smoke and release this black smoke into the sky. And just let them all release, turn that into black smoke and release it into the sky. And what many people see is some kind of vacuum cleaner up in the sky that pulls all the smoke out and changes it back into its divine particles. So just let that smoke pile up, and then I want you to say, and if it's too heavy to be black smoke, and it's more like black tar or molasses, there are buckets at your feet, and you can scrape all that out into the buckets, and then the buckets will fly up. And what many people see is them helping each other. And if you need some angels to go on there and help, that's fine too. And just go ahead and allow all that black smoke and black tar to go up into the vacuum cleaner in the sky. My UK clients call it a Hoover. Just let that be taken to all the recycling bin in the universe and disappear into its divine particles. And then say, good job. We're almost there. We're getting close. And if you need to pause to do this some more, that's fine. Just pause the video or audio. And all that negative learning and all that negative emotion turns into black smoke and is released. And then go ahead and pause this video and audio. And now tell them the next step is to have warm, sparkling rain. Just watch the warm, sparkling rain come from the sky. It cleans out all the empty holes that they had from all that smoke and tar. And there's sparkles in the water because it's from the divine, and it's like club soda when you wash something off. What happens is all those sparkles clean out everything from the divine. And just wash, and it's warm and feels good. And the kids usually play in it. And a lot of times people are looking up at the sky and just letting the warm rain wash all over them. The warm, sparkling, healing rain. And again, here, please pause while you watch all that occur. And you wait. And if you have a lot of planets, it's happening on all the planets at the same time. And they're getting all washed away. All this negativity washed away. And so pause the audio until you're done. And now say to them, good job. And here's where you are involved now. You standing on the dunes or on the rocks. What I need you to do is I need you to stretch out your arms in front of you. Now, you don't have to do this in reality. You can do it in your mind's eye, or you can do it in reality. And I want you to reach out in front of you. And I want you to, with your fingers stretched out towards the beach and your palms facing the sky, and the back of your hands facing the beach, like you would carry some firewood, where you'd stretch out your arms to carry some firewood. And what you're going to do is you're going to stretch your hands out in front of you. And what's going to happen is this beautiful divine light is going to come down from the top of this heavens, down through your head, very gentle, not any kind of laser, just very gently beautiful light coming down through the top of your head, all through your body to your feet, back into your heart, and then out your hands and fingers to all of the younger yous on the beach. And that light just goes to everyone on that beach and fills up the holes in their body. And because it's white light, it has all the colors of the spectrum. And when it gets to someone, you might see green or yellow or blue or sparkles or platinum or fuchsia or whatever. Or you might just see white light, and it fills up the holes in their body. And it has to go through you because you understand them. So you have this divine light that comes down all through you, out through your heart and fingers to them, and it goes through you because you understand them like no one else in the world does. And as this is happening, I want you to say to them, and please repeat after me out loud, I want you to say to them, this is your light. No one can take this away from you. You deserve this light. And when you go back to where you came from, you will take this light with you. It will never dissipate. And because of this light, when you go back, people will treat you differently. And you will treat others differently because of this light. This is your light. You will have it with you forever. And you deserve it. And now what should start happening is your younger selves will start leaving the beach. As they have enough light, as they absorb the light, they begin to leave the area. And it will start to become clear. And you just keep sending the light to all of them as they leave the beach. And if there's any of them left, usually there are none. But if there's one or two left, just find out, you know, how old they are, who they are, and ask them what they need. You know, they might need just a hug, or they might need a locket or a watch or a present to take with them, or a teddy bear if they're young, so that they know that this is real and they can have this forever. Whatever they need, you can pause this audio and give it to them. And then you walk with them to the edge until sometimes they just disappear. Sometimes you walk them to the edge of the beach and then they dissolve, or then they're just not there anymore, you know, because they've been made whole. And you can pause until all that's done and the beach is clear. And if there's any left that you can't use, there are methods that you can use to help each one of them, anyone that's left individually, if they just don't want a hug. But in my experience, normally they just want something that they need. And you can ask them. You can go down there and you can ask them. And if you are someone who, say, loves Jesus or Mother Mary or an angel or a guide, you can have the guide come down and help them. You can send an angel home with them. There's many choices that you can do to give to someone to help them, your younger selves. And so to finalize, what I'd like to do is I'd like you to put one hand on top of the other on your chest and please repeat after me. And keep your eyes closed, please. And say, there are parts of me that have been healed by this. And there are parts of me that may not have been healed. And those parts are willing to learn from the parts that have been healed. My mind, body, spirit, and energy system are receiving that information now. New neural pathways. That information transfer is complete. I'm grateful. Thank you. Together, divine. And breathe in through your nose and out through your mouth, keeping your eyes closed. Keep your hands on top of each other. Real big breaths. Big breaths. Two more times, please. And I'll relax your whole body and your shoulders on the breath out. And one more time. And thank you so much for letting me help you. And you can continue to use this audio. I would suggest at least 3 times on each phrase. I wouldn't do it one after the other. And maybe every day, one every day. And then just keep picking the phrases that you can, each of your blocks. I can help with blocks if you need help to phrase your blocks the way you really are what's it holding you back. And every time a block comes into your mind, you can just follow along with this and follow along with the exercise and release all the negative learnings and all the negative emotions that have been attached of why your block is a limiting belief. And much love to you, much support to you, and I'm glad I could help. I'm Karen Davidson, and thank you for allowing me to help.